From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Russian protesters gather in Pushkin Square. 10,000 Russian protesters chanting "Russia without Putin" and "Russia will be free" have demonstrated by the thousands in cities across the country in support of a call by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny for accountability among Russian elite. Over 100 people were detained around Moscow's Pushkin Square, including Navalny, for protesting without permission. Navalny, a Kremlin critic, was detained as he arrived to join the Moscow rally. Navalny called on the demonstrations after publishing a detailed report earlier this month accusing Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev of amassing a collection of mansions, yachts, and vineyards through a shadowy network of nonprofit organizations. The Iraqi military is casting doubt on reports that the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed as many 100 civilians sheltered earlier this month in a building in the contested city of Mosul, citing new evidence it says shows Islamic State militants rigged the site with explosives. Now, a Pentagon statement on Saturday said an initial review showed coalition airstrikes on March the 17th at that location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties in western Mosul's old city. The statement said an investigation is underway. Earlier today, the Deputy Commanding General for Operation Inherent Resolve, Brigadier General Matthew Eisler, said he couldn't comment on the investigations, but they are continuing.
And we will use those investigations to modify our tactics, techniques, and procedures so that we continue to take all feasible measures to protect innocent civilians.
For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Tayyip Erdogan rebuked Switzerland on Sunday, March the 26th, over a protest in Bern, during which images from the demonstration showed a poster depicting the Turkish leader with a pistol pointing at his head. The Turkish president said, "In the Swiss parliament, they hang my picture with a gun to my head. The Swiss parliament remains silent in the face of this. Our foreign ministry made the necessary contacts, and we will do whatever is necessary in the face of this incident." The Turkish foreign ministry summons with the Swiss ambassador over the protest, it said, was organized by supporters of terrorist groups. On Saturday, several thousand people, including Kurdish protesters, joined a rally in the Swiss capital calling for a no vote in Turkey's April 16th referendum that could give sweeping powers to Erdogan under a constitutional overhaul. Officials from Cincinnati, which is in the U.S. Midwestern state of Ohio, say a shooting inside a busy bar in which one person was killed when 15 people were shot is not being considered an act of terrorism. It occurred early Sunday morning at the Cameo nightclub. Police Chief Elliot Isaac says it started after an altercation between several people within the bar.
This is a very large establishment. They do employ off-duty police officers to patrol the parking lot. They are required or responsible for the internal security themselves. It is my understanding that they do wand individuals and pat them down. However, what we know at this point, several firearms were able to be brought inside the bar.
Hundreds of people were in the club when the shooter opened fire. No one has been taken into custody. A U.S. counterterrorism airstrike earlier this month in Afghanistan killed an al-Qaeda leader responsible for a deadly hotel attack in Islamabad in 2008 and the 2009 attack on a bus carrying the Sri Lankan cricket team. The U.S. Defense Department is confirming the death of Qari Yassin. Authorities say that Yassin was a senior terrorist figure from Baluchistan, Pakistan, with ties to a Taliban group. The airstrike that led to his death was conducted March 19th in Afghanistan. They say Yassin plotted the September 20th, 2008 bombing on the Marriott Hotel in Islamabad that killed dozens. Riot police in Belarus have launched a massive crackdown on protesters trying to hold a banned march in Minsk. An estimated 700 people were trying to march through a central part of the capital, part of a wave of anti-governmental protests against a new tax on workers. Truckloads of police intercepted the protesters and attacked them with clubs on Saturday. Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.